My name is Ken McClintock. I'm the regional manager for Lima Grain Cereal Seed. I cover the soft red winter wheat market in the eastern half of the United States, covering 22 states.
And you're at the Illinois Soybean Association booth talking about double cropping, as a matter of fact. So that means that farmers want to get wheat off as soon as they can to plant soybeans. So tell me what you're working on.
Yeah, research is interesting for so many reasons. You have to dig back over 10 years now, looking for varieties that have an ultra-early maturity. And that ultra-early maturity becomes very valuable for the soybean farmer who plants beans after wheat. And the ideal part is to get wheat harvested 5 to 9 days earlier so that the soybeans can get planted and catch a rain, get them emerged, get them growing, and get their higher yield potential from an early planted soybean.
Something about early maturing varieties and that perhaps there's a yield drag on them. Tell me, what are the drawbacks with this?
Actually, the yield drag is usually found from, again, research, because people who are doing research leave all the early wheat varieties in the field weathering through the wind and the rain until the full season wheat varieties are mature enough so that they can harvest the research plot. In the real world, when early varieties are harvested early, there's very little, in fact, virtually no yield drag. And we proved that here at the Farm Progress Show with our research plot here. The early varieties actually out-yielded the later maturing wheat varieties.
What were the yields?
We had 77 bushel on one, and I think the other was running 66 or 67. So there was they were pretty good yields.
What have been the advantages, and have these been put into practice? Are these out and being planted?
Yeah, it's a significant use of ultra-early varieties in southern Illinois, and particularly across from Missouri clear over to Ohio. Those ultra-early varieties also tend to have high test weight, and they have very strong scab tolerance. So you benefit from an earlier maturity, and then also the benefits of some of the disease tolerances that they carry.
How about the applications for the finished product? Does that change at all?
Finished product of?
Is it wheat?
In wheat. Well, you're right. There's two of our varieties are on the Seymour Milling approved list, and they're the ultra-early varieties that Seymour Milling likes for their flour and the flour qualities that they possess.
Does it change marketing at all because it's on the market sooner?
The market changes because as farmers find that there's a value-added advantage to using ultra-early wheat varieties, they start selecting those for that double crop zone.
Of course, in a practical sense, it does allow soybeans to get on the land earlier. What's been the result of that?
Well, we can also find that as we move the ultra-early varieties further north into the northern half of Illinois or northern half of Indiana, we find that there's farmers that have livestock, such as swine production, and they have cattle production, and they need to have a field open during the summer that they can put the manure back on. So wheat becomes a very good product for them to have in the northern half of Illinois. And again, they can put the manure there and put double crop soybeans on top of those. Some of them can reach yields in the upper 40s. But normally a double crop in northern half of Illinois, expectation is upper 30s to low 40s on soybean yields.